Welcome to Time for Nach. We're Sefer Yirmiyahu, Perek Mem Beis. Previously, we learned about what happened to Gedaliah, who was assassinated. This is, of course, is why we have some Gedaliah on the 3rd of Tishrei, straight after Rosh Hashanah. Sad point in my history. We said that in many ways, some Gedaliah is the conceptual opposite of Tu B'Av. In Tu B'Av was after the Churban. We got to Beitar and we saw the bodies were still there. They hadn't decomposed. That represented a last hope. Even in the Golos, even in the Churban, there was a last hope. Right? And the various other things that the Gemara says Tu B'Av is about, our last hope, there's still hope, there's still something there. Some Gedaliah was the opposite. It's not a happy day. It's a fast day. It's a sad day. It's a day of introspection, of tshuva, of fixing things. There we were shown that actually, the hope isn't there. Our foothold has gone. We were supposed to have a last little bit in Yerushalayim that we can rebuild from, and that's gone. Perek Mem Beis is the aftermath of that. This is the final journey, effectively. Yochanan, his army, the people, ask Yirmiyahu whether you should stay in Eretz Yisrael or go down to Mitzrayim. He agrees to ask, but he says, I'm happy to ask, but you've got to listen to Hashem. Irrespective of whether the answer would be positive, negative in your eyes. If you're asking Hashem, you go follow him. 10 days later, Hashem tells Yirmiyahu that if you stay in Eretz Yisrael, it'll be rebuilt. You don't need to fear Bavel. But if they reject Eretz Yisrael to escape apparent war and hunger, their fears will be actualized. They'll never be able to return. Hashem warns that if you decide to move to Mitzrayim, then you'll see that their request to hear Hashem's voice was insincere, because they're doing what they want, and they will die by sword, famine, disease, plague in Mitzrayim, and it's the wrong decision to make. We're going to see what they decided in Perek Mem Gimel.